This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
All right, last Friday, we broke the news that President Trump told Roger Stone and others that barring any new information, he was going to release the JFK files by Thursday night. He released about 95% of it, but 300 files roughly were kept back, and that just adds to everybody's concern. We're getting information from Gorka and others with connections to the White House that they really fought Trump on this, the deep state did, and basically refused to do it. And we know there's been an ongoing rebellion in government, and so the president tweeted out after this happened and after the media spun it that he'd lied to the public, saying he'd release everything, saying no, they put it into some committee for review the next 6 months, and I think that all of it will get released, hopefully. But this is an example of how they're bucking the president. There it is. JFK files are being carefully released. In the end, there will be great transparency. It's my hope to just get about everything out of the public. And it's my hope to get just about everything out of the public. That's what he tweeted this morning. Roger Stone's joining us in the next segment. He obviously has a lot of intel on that, and so do I. I have been talking at length with one of the only White House sources left. I'm just going to leave it at that. And obviously our phones are all tapped by Deep State. And so has Roger. Roger's been talking to other very big heavy hitters, including the president, obviously. And separate from the JFK stuff we'll cover in the next segment, the info I've got so important and so big, I'm not ready to put it out on air because I need to really look at every angle of it. But just for everybody's safety, I think I'm going to have to go ahead and put it out on the air today. And then there's a whole other subject. I'm going to leave it at that, concerning Vegas, that is real dangerous. You talk about a hot potato, you talk about a hand grenade with the pin pulled on it. I just am speechless at this point, because believe me, an entire FBI office wouldn't know what to do in a few hours with just one of these issues I've got. And by that, I mean, these are such big, complex things. And we have so much credibility with people that actually are involved in and out of the government that we get this intel just continually that is just bombshell. And I'm just asking myself, how do I present all this properly when say news is like trying to bail out a boat that's got a leak in it. And I'm trying to bail it out with a teacup and it's just water's just pouring in. The news is all completely over the top insane. There is a national blackout martial law drill set to take place throughout late October into November, simulating martial law if the left blows up the power plants or the transformers. We know they've been training for that. And I had that info months ago. I didn't go public with it on air. But now it's in the news. I mean, there's just big stuff coming. There's a civil war in this country. The globalists don't intend to turn loose without a fight. Stay with us. I'm going to try to figure out how to present all this, but this is really important.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
America is awakening. So is the rest of the world. But the globalists are pushing back. I'm going to get to this later, not because it's about me, but because it's a total lie, and it's the anatomy of how they engage in frauds. Raw Story, Newsweek, and others haven't known how to respond the last month, us being the cutting edge folks breaking the main news about the official narrative of Vegas being false. So their new thing is to say that I say that nobody died there and that I am attacking the victims through my listeners. Total bull, but that's Raw Story, that's Newsweek, and that's just how they operate. So that's coming up. Speaking of Vegas, either today or tomorrow, we're looking to break the most hardcore smoking gun information about Vegas yet. And I'll just leave it at that. Obviously, we are a big media outlet. People know we're independent. They know we're fearless to the point of being pretty much crazy. And I'll have to process this information today, because it's been on our plate since about 11 o'clock last night. And then we're going to cover it once I decide what to do. And I'm not complaining. I just wish there was more time. Because I've got five different bombshell stories that we're right in the middle of that I know are key. We've got this martial law drill simulating the left knocking out the power grid. They can't turn off the coal power systems, and they can't sabotage the economy. I mean, that's what they're talking about doing. And I didn't even get into this a month and a half ago when I learned about it from, let's just say, the shadow government or the folks that actually deal with it on the ground, the military that's assigned to the FBI and assigned to these task forces. They have picked up coordinated drilling going on all over the country with the left, planning to attack the power grid in November. And I didn't put this on air because I don't want to give their own people ideas. It's in the news today. They're going to simulate national power outages. We're going to Roger Stone here in just a moment. We've got Mattis basically signaling they're preparing to use nuclear weapons on the DMZ. As I told you, they'll have to, because there's 100,000 pieces of artillery there aimed at Seoul. So it's the only tactic. And the head of the South Korean Defense Ministry, Song Yong-mu, said that, you know, we are going to need offensive systems to neutralize this. And Mattis replied, understood. And really, that was all choreographed and just signaled to the North they're going to use nuclear weapons on them. So this is really escalating fast. I'm going to get into that. I've got intel on that. There's a lot of news breaking on the Kennedy assassination today with the KGB files coming out that they believe Lyndon Johnson killed President Kennedy and was planting a false flag to blame Russia. We know part of that's true because Operation Northwoods was a similar plan killed by Kennedy. We also have British newspaper received mystery call minutes before JFK assassination, telling him it was going to happen. We've got all that. But joining us is Roger Stone for the next few segments to discuss from his sources. And by the way, we predicted this not just last Friday, but Sunday and Monday. We said we think they're going to black out a bunch of it. The president can order it released, but they've already blacked most of it out. They've done this before. Well, instead of doing that, what they've done with 2,000-plus pages they've released, the 3,000, is they just held back 300 files while they decide what to do. And they just told the president, you're violating national security if you do this. And the word I got is they just double-crossed him last minute and didn't put it out. The president doesn't want to look embarrassed. CNN's acting like he reneged and double-crossed everybody when he could have just done like past presidents and said, no, I'm not releasing it. And so you're seeing deep state quicksand from my intel basically refuse in a mutinous action to go along with the president, which is, like Schumer said, the intelligence agencies can have seven ways a Sunday to get you. And we've been seeing them leak on him. He said it was the FBI director that did it, and it turned out it was. And it's just a mess. It's a civil war going on in the country. We'll get Roger Stone's take on this briefly because I want to segue into some of the big intel you've got. And I don't know how much of it you can get into now, but it dovetails with mine about what's really going on in the White House. I know you tried to have a longer meeting with me this morning, and I had to get off the phone, so we were unable to complete our decision process on this. But this is really important, obviously. So I've gotten overwhelmed at this point, Roger, just how crazy this has gotten, the fog of war here. But you agreed with me this morning that the tide is turning. We've had a really good 10 days. The deep states, the corrupt elements of it are on the run.
First of all, I think this is a graphic illustration of how quickly American politics and attitudes towards everything can change in just 10 days. Between the Uranium One bombshell that the Obama administration engaged in a cover-up of an effort by the Russians to get control of 20% of our uranium output with big bribes to the Clintons as part of it, followed by the revelations that Hillary and her people paid for the smear dossier in what you deemed PPGate, where they attempted to smear Trump. By the way, $3 million of your tax dollars funneled to that operation through the FBI. And now Trump taking a bold and, I think, courageous stand and releasing the documents only to have the deep state do a rear guard action where they're attempting to redact, censor, hold back as much as they possibly can, essentially countermanding the president in defying the will.
So your intel agrees with my intel and with Gorka is saying and Lou Dobbs, that's exactly what happened.
No, there's no question. The guys in Langley are moving quickly to cover their asses. They've got to clean these up quickly. Why they didn't already have these redactions done, why they didn't already have...
Clearly, they have it sitting around for blackmail purposes.
They thought they would bluff him and he would never allow release of these. As I reported at InfoWars, the intelligence agencies lobbied the president that this was going to hurt them by revealing their methods, their sources, their operations. It's nonsense. They lied then, they lie now. That's what they don't want people to see. The same people who undermined John F. Kennedy and liquidated him are the people trying to take down our president.
And I want to be specific because that's even buried in the news that last minute they just said, oh, last minute, let us hold this back. There's not time. Put it to this committee 6 months, and just they made the decision. So what's the headline on that? CIA, deep state, does rear guard action, mutinies against Trump, refuses to release documents?
But look, until I can, they've only put out a small portion of what they have. We have to review how much of it's just redacted, just blacked out. Lee Harvey Oswald met with Black. At the black, and they discussed, and the next five paragraphs are just blacked out by some bureaucrat. It's most definitely an effort to nullify the law put in place by Congress and signed by the president to let the people know what really happened. And the good news, Alex, is that I was told they went to him and said, these 200 documents can never be released. But we just don't have enough time to explain to you why. And he said, good, put a time clock of 6 months on them and we'll look at them. So he's attempting to keep his commitment. I am certain that no one has brought him the documents showing him the redactions, but he'll look into that. If they redacted these, if they censored them so much that they were mush, that they were useless for historians or researchers, the president will be able to see that.
Well, I think that's the process that's now going to happen in the next 6 months, where they just take each page and dip it in black ink, and that's just incredible that we're 53 years later, and we already know the truth. When we come back, Roger, I want to get into what we were discussing earlier as much as you can, because I don't think we can sit on this information dealing with what's happening inside the Trump White House.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing, only at catiarmor.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, some of this news we're going to have to break in studio next week. I may even get Roger here this weekend because we've got to really go over this entire model of how they're planning to take out the president. We have the blueprint. Not that we've reverse engineered. We have it. Okay, we know who the players are. It's gotten very clear now. And the exact plan and the neocons working with the Democrats and the whole deal. Now, it's not going well for them, but they're biding their time. Roger's got a huge data dump. And you're going to get it exclusively here. People say, oh, we don't care about the intrigue of the White House. This is the intrigue of the ship of state trying to turn the Republic around. And the whole world's watching this, and we see Catalonia declaring independence. Spain declared martial law. Federal rule. They're sending in federal troops. There's just wild stuff happening everywhere. DOD plans solar storm-based national blackout drill during Antifa protest in November. But Antifa says they're planning terror attacks. Then the media spins it and says, no, they're not. Just like when CNN says, yeah, the deep state's going to kill Trump. And then they say, Jones is crazy. His favorite conspiracy theory is that we're talking about civil war or the 25th Amendment or removing Trump. And then next hour, they promote it. So it's a very weird tactic they've got where they prepare it in public, but then say they're not doing it. It's a military tactic, actually. You know, don't run, we are your friends. Roger, obviously, this is huge news. What do you want to break now, just so folks coming up next week realize how accurate this was? Just like when we said months ago in April, no, the president's not going to send in 100,000 troops into Syria and take out Damascus, even though his generals, McMaster, were saying they would on CNN. 3 days later, the president came out and said those exact words. So you're about to do that yet again to let people know what's going on, dealing with military activity in the White House. Go ahead.
First of all, I think it's important to recognize exactly who General H.R. McMaster is. Let's remember that McMaster was put in place on the recommendation of Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, presumably his lovely wife, Ivanka, both federal employees, members of this administration. And he formerly worked for a think tank funded by the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and George Soros. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He wrote a book criticizing the Johnson administration's conduct of the war, where the generals were lying to the president. And some have taken that to believe that he is a non-neocon. But he is neocon through and through. He is bolstered internally by Dina Habib-Powell, formerly of the Bush White House and working for the senator from Texas. She is an ardent globalist and never Trumper. And then McMaster is very close to both General Kelly and General Pettus. And this is what we call the 7 Days in May group. And they are, without any question, neocons. Let's remember that all three of them wanted to send 150,000 troops to Syria right after the president ordered a strategic bombing there. And you'll remember that the president very wisely narrowed the assault down so it would have some military value, and also to send a little message to the Chinese and the North Koreans and the Iranians that Donald Trump is not the cream puff that Obama was. And I think they got the message loud and clear. But even then, he's not, he doesn't want to go intervene in these places ineffectively. And the president wisely said to their recommendation of 150,000 troops, not happening. In any event, I have learned, and you'll remember that the president announced that we would continue our engagement in McMaster, but he would not be willing to say a number. He dropped the number 9,000. What he gave was Pettus the authority to send more than 9,000. And then recently, McMaster essentially gave the president a decision memo on 50,000 troops. Alex, that would be our largest troop allotment ever to Afghanistan. So rather than withdrawing, we'd be expanding, inconsistent with Trumpism. And I'm told the president looked at it and said, what's this? And he said, well, that's the number of troops we need for Afghanistan. And the president said, we need to have a meeting on this. We need to have a meeting on this. And he wouldn't sign it. So, I mean, this is the kind of trickery that they, you know, I assume McMaster that thought he could finesse the president. This is the way the neocons infect the Trump White House.
By the way, this is just bombshell because we broke 3 days before the president word for word said, I'm pushing back. We're not invading Damascus. Hillary and Obama started that war. We're on the wrong side. We're taking on ISIS. We broke that because obviously it came right from the president. Now you're giving people the intel of what they tried to slip past him dealing with Afghanistan. Recap that. That's so important.
The president announced he was going to allow us to keep troops in Afghanistan. He would let General Pettus decide how many. They hinted that it was around 9,000. Then suddenly we have H.R. McMaster giving the president the document authorizing 50,000 troops. Obviously, no one had ever mentioned this to the president. Obviously, he understands it's too large an engagement. We're supposed to be winding down there. We're winding up. And their argument is this. Mr. President, when we leave, everything will collapse. It will all go to... And the problem is that will happen whether we leave tomorrow or we leave 15 years from now. What they're trying to do here won't work. And this is the sleight of hand of the neocons.
And give people the date on this. I mean, the time frame. When did this just happen?
This was within the last 10 days, I'm told. The intrigue here in the Trump White House is extraordinary.
So they're like trying to get their parents to sign the report card, kind of slipping it over to them when they read the newspaper, not paying attention. That's the level of just grasping and grabbing. Let me give you some intel. They have these SIF teams that are CIA folks with Green Berets and others that have been taken and put into private contractor positions, and they're going around on hunter-killer teams. And, of course, that was in the news this week. But specifically, it is Eric Prince's plan, but integrated with the Pentagon's plan. Because the Pentagon, as you know, wants tens of thousands more regular troops. And so now, I guess Trump didn't want people to know the real plan, but they are launching the operations with the paramilitary forces, and so the CIA is running big teams inside the country.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So what do you make of all this?
Let me take a Marco Rubio moment.
Yes, you've got laryngitis, I know, right now from talking 20 hours a day.
I'm really starting to lose my voice because I have been working with the media to try to understand what's transpired here in the deep state effort to undermine the president's order for full disclosure.
Now, this is just incredible. Stay there and do a few more minutes. I'm going to let you go because of your voice. Yep. I want to look at the negatives that are here, but also the positives that we're winning intellectually and the country's coming back economically. But this could be a recovery that killed in the crib. So the fight is at a key moment right now. We've got to stay focused and hold steady and move forward. I'm Alex Jones.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fortune canto, fortune razzi, latibus lo servis, fortune amici, fortune razzi.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
To really show you how fluid this is, last Friday the media said that Roger Stone and I were wrong, that the president was not going to release any of the JFK files that were set to be released the next Thursday evening at midnight, going into Friday morning. And the next morning, the president tweeted exactly what we'd said, what he told Roger, that barring new information, he was looking at releasing them. And then last minute, he says, yeah, they're coming out today. And they go, oh, we can't. There's other stuff we found. He goes, okay, you got 6 months. But they just did that as one more, you know, time. And the president is about secrecy with military stuff, which is a smart thing to do. You don't want to tell your enemies what you're going to do. But this is 53 years ago. 91% of the American people in Gallup polls believe there were multiple shooters. Anyone that's serious knows that. We even know what happened with JFK. And so that's why this is so important. I want to play this clip and go back to Roger Stone. This is Gorka, who recently left the White House, one of the president's top advisors, says deep state withholding of JFK files stinks to high heaven. And we've also got other clips here, again, where Lou Dobbs and others are saying this is outrageous. Here it is.
Joining us tonight, former strategist, deputy assistant to President Trump, now the chief strategist for the Make America Great Again Coalition, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Lou.
Quite a day in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Let's start with the obvious, and that is the delay of these documents, which the president told us that we were going to have today. The law says we must have by midnight today, but which we will not have. Instead, only about 2,500 of 35,000 overall documents, some of which have been under seal for 54 years.
Right. First things first, let's dispense with the fake news. I was reading the Daily Mail on the way here that said, President Trump, new cover-up with JFK documents. This has nothing to do with President Trump. This is the FBI and the CIA requesting to be able to redact some of the documents.
To hell with them.
Well, yeah,
I mean that seriously.
Look,
to hell with them.
Because
why should we, our president, any administration, put up with two agencies that over the course of what would be now 25 years since some of these documents were sealed, they've had 25 years to do the right thing, cover assets, change
right.
methods.
There's only two reasons that you would do that redaction right now. The reasons are you protect active operations or you protect sources and methods. Mm-hmm. Neither of those can be true 50 years later. So what is it? Something embarrassing. And we have seen in the last 8 years the rank politicization of both the Bureau and the CIA under Brennan. So it really stinks to high heaven.
And, again, I don't want to toot our horn here for breaking it last week, but facts are facts, because they're always saying we're not credible. Mainstream media does that because they lie for a living, unless it's a few pockets of reality like Lou Dobbs, like you just heard. But they got relegated over on Fox Business, even though he had higher ratings than anybody ever did on CNN. It just shows how crazy it is. But I digress. That's exactly what we feared, is that they would black it out. Because the president isn't down there in the CIA running all this himself. Just like I'm not running the shipping department for our products, you know, that's a mile away from my other office. And that's exactly what's happened. And I guarantee you, when it comes out in 6 months, they're going to dip each piece of paper in big old buckets of black paint. You'll have Lee Harvey Oswald met with, just like Roger Stone said. So, again, this is not the president's doing, and we're not defending the president. This is what we predicted would happen, Stone.
Interestingly enough, one of the things we learned in these documents is at least 40 journalists were on the direct payroll of the CIA. Oops. That's one of the reasons they're fighting so furiously to hide this, because they most likely are paying journalists today. Secondarily, here's their big problem. The government, the official finding of the Warren Commission accepted by the U.S. government is that Lee Harvey Oswald did not kill Kennedy as the agent of a foreign country. That he was a nutty communist, but he wasn't working for the Russians. Ergo, how can any of this have national security implications? It's not possible. You think about that little problem for them. Beyond that, they are, I think, caught by surprise. That explains the stories late last week that said you and I were wrong. They had a leak. They thought they were going to get him to release nothing. They were surprised, I think, when he moved towards transparency. And then they came back and they hard cased him that these 200 documents will kill agents on the ground, Mr. President. And he said, I need 6 months to look at this. So I think he's skeptical of them. Read it in his tweets. He understood what the right thing to do here was. And I think it is crucial to recognize that what they don't want the voters to figure out, the American people to figure out, is the same things they did then they are doing now. Lying. Promulgating fake news.
And by the way, these documents are incredible. It's got Mockingbird stuff in there, buying off all these newspapers, and it says, we agree that the free press is essential, but we need to do this. And so there they are, putting out the talking points for the mainstream media, just like they still do today. I mean, they say it's disinfo that Anderson Cooper's CIA. The guy's a robber baron heir. I know you know him. And he admittedly worked at the CIA. It's like CNN saying that the Nazi collaborator, George Soros, was never a Nazi collaborator. He went on 60 Minutes and said he was proud of it.
No, okay, Anderson Cooper has been on my international best dress list that I publish at Stone, Cold Truth, and Stone on Style every year for about 4 years. And I used to think he was a relatively objective journalist, but he's got off the deep end so badly for the whole Clinton-Obama narrative of things that I've really lost enormous respect for.
Wow. Well, it's incredible that there is a lot of meat to what was released. No wonder they didn't want any of this released, how they were owning TV journalists and print journalists and controlling major newspapers and how they were trying to shut down other newspapers reporting on it.
I think this is a key thing. There are several stories today that correctly say that among these documents are proof that the KGB conducted their own extensive investigation into Kennedy's murder and concluded that it was orchestrated by Lyndon Baines Johnson. Now, that is all reflected in my book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ. It's all meticulously reported, and it has now been confirmed by the federal documents. By the way, you can go to Amazon. You can go to Books a Million, Barnes & Noble, and soon, if not now, on the InfoWars channel.
That's right. You're a best-selling author and researcher on that. That's why we've got you on. I want to get St. John Hunt on again to break this down. We've only got about a minute left here. Look, globalism's in trouble. Countries are breaking away from it everywhere. The economy's coming back. We're having huge victories. The deep state's getting hurt, as it turns out. Everything they said we'd done with the Russians, they'd done. I don't see how they survive this politically unless Sessions still keeps being weak. And we know the constellation of power in the White House, how the president is surrounded. And believe it or not, I guess Kelly's not the worst that's in there. But it's just a nightmare situation, and hopefully we'll be able to release soon the deep state plan to remove Trump, because he needs to get that blueprint specifically. And I know you have that blueprint as well. But I know he's been warned of that blueprint. And so it's just very dismaying.
My sources tell me that at this point, the assistant attorney generals around Jeff Sessions, and particularly the de facto attorney general, Ron Rosenstein, coddle Sessions, but essentially make sure that nothing he orders happens. He was never allowed to pick his own assistant attorney generals. And nobody around him is a Trump loyalist. These are all deep state people.
So he's a man in a tower. He's like Rapunzel. He's in charge of nothing.
Exactly. And he's got his own weird notions about marijuana and asset forfeiture and so on. But he's not even in the play. Rosenstein.
He's a patriot, but he's like somewhere from the 1940s. He's got a big, giant police state stripe down his back, and he's in La La Land. Roger Stone, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Great to be with you, Alex.
That is exclusive info on the war that we just broke down. Trump sent out 50,000 more troops.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
for P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Relentlessly attacking the power structure, you're listening to Alex Jones.
I've been scanning over this morning the thousands of pages and looking at what's been ferreted out by citizens online doing the research. It's beautiful to see how, when I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning, couldn't go back to sleep. Already, there were just hundreds of huge stories that had broken about Hoover saying, cover it up, make it look like only Oswald did it, to the CIA controlling the media and running a cover-up. These are real documents that Trump ordered released. I'm actually surprised this much came out. Now that I've had time to cogitate on it, can you imagine what's in the 200, first they were saying 300, now it's 200 files. Can you imagine what's in the 200 files that's worse than this? But we have this instant gratification society now where they've held all this back for 43, almost 54 years. Coming up next month, it'll be 54 years. Wow. And the president is doing what he said he would do. And then the media spins it. Oh, he went back. He reneged. He could find the cure to cancer. And they complain about it. And again, I'm not just here to defend the president. It's just a breath of fresh air that he killed TPP and is going after political correctness. And before I get into the real martial law preparations that are going on by criminal elements of the deep state that want to trigger a national emergency and then come in a pincer action as if they're trying to stop the emergency, trying to stop the terror attacks, trying to stop the unrest, and use that to force the president out of office or use that as cover to assassinate him. And I've had that intel for a while, but it's starting to break in the news, so I'm going to get to that next hour. Let me hit political correctness here, though, first. I've been saying for a decade that political correctness is about waging war on communication and getting people to be afraid to talk to each other and ending true diversity and melting pot and putting us all in little corporate-controlled globalist groups, like a prison. And you have the feds and the globalists that are the warden, and we're all basically forced into our group. You can't have any cultural appropriation. You're not supposed to be a cowboy or an Indian at the Halloween deal. You're supposed to just be a basket case about what words you use. Well, all over the Western world, they're saying we're not going to teach the classics in English class because those were racist back then. Shakespeare didn't know any slaves. There weren't any slaves in England when he was alive except serfs, white slaves. And it's just insane. And at Yale and everywhere else, they're calling it decolonization. And so they're going to teach modern English and other languages. Yeah, let's go to Yale so we don't learn the classics. Well, Yale is extincting itself. And then I've got stacks of news here today. Teddy Roosevelt statue attack because he must be racist. And then everyone apologizes. And Ellen DeGeneres gets slammed on Twitter over sexist tweet to Katy Perry. Because, you know, a woman can't tell another woman she's good looking or whatever. It's just they're making all that the crime while ignoring the pedophilia, the devil worship, and all the rest of it. And then they got all these articles about men are hitting on women in the parliament, and it's wrong. So again, they're extending that into Harvey Weinstein raping women, reportedly. That's what all this hype's about. Meanwhile, though, Megyn Kelly's ratings continue to tank. Megyn Kelly ditched politics for morning television. Did she make a mistake? The reason I raise that, did she make a mistake? It's not something that even has to do with that. She destroyed herself when she went from being a teleprompter reading Info Babe that poses a conservative and uncloaked herself as a wannabe globalist bootlicker. That's why she's failing. People hate her. Sources, ESPN heading for more painful layoffs as their ratings continue to tank, just like the NFL. And they can't stop because it's a cult of leftist control. Time is cutting back again. 50% after another cut of 40% 2 years ago. We're expanding, they're imploding. That's why they're panicking. But their answer is just wage war against intellectualism and wage war against Shakespeare and wage war against all the other great classics. It's amazing. They are making real intellectual pursuit evil, where people are like ignorant savages afraid of books or afraid of history or afraid of big words. This is their attack on the West. The globalists do not want to inform general public. So they are making people superstitious about all forms of communication. As Gorka has said, Donald Trump is the kryptonite of political correctness. We are the kryptonite, standing up, not being bullied, wearing InfoWars t-shirts in public. Doesn't just support the broadcast. It's an act of defiance, and you'll meet like-minded people. It's time to put InfoWars on your barn or on your car. Or at least a Molon Labe to meet like-minded people. We've got a lot of other big specials that are running as well at InfoWarsStore.com, and we need your financial support. So whether it's fluoride-free, high-quality toothpaste implanted, impregnated with silver and iodine of the highest quality, or whether it's Anthroplex, talk about stamina, endurance, energy, 50% off. I want you to try it. It's all there. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. But before I go any further, I just saw this old clip of John Wayne back in like 1976. And just what a real guy for folks I knew that knew him behind the scenes. Just a regular guy with his shirt all unbuttoned out in the desert. And he's just, look, I didn't get a lot of meals when I was growing up. You don't hear me complaining about it. And he's saying, I love everybody, no matter what color you are. But he goes, it's a crutch to teach people they're victims, ruins their lives, and then that's all they become is the victimology. And I've got clips off CNN and other places where they've got Don Lemon and others saying, oh, whites claim they're getting racially attacked. That's impossible. Only blacks can be attacked, and we own this. You don't want to own being a victim. You don't want to own having chips on your shoulder. You don't want to own being a fool. You want to come together. Here is the Duke from the grave just telling it like it is and just looking at how ridiculous it is. They want to cut your legs off of political correctness, folks, and give you a pair of crutches. Here it is.
His patriotism has never wavered, but today he's a little disillusioned with modern America.
We're being represented by men who are kowtowing to minorities where they can get votes. And I think it's bad for our country. And I am sad to see minorities make so much of themselves as a hyphenated American. I wish they'd all get to thinking that they're Americans as they should and as they have luckily been born here and couldn't be better off in any other place. There shouldn't be so much whining and bellyaching.
In the late 60s and early 70s, there was a period of considerable change. Civil rights for blacks, equal rights for women. Has this made America a better place?
I am saddened by the fact that although we were a matriarchy, I think we will not be any longer. I think opening doors and tipping your hat to ladies is probably a thing of the past. The forerunners of the women's liberation of today have taken that feeling away from the average American man.
But what about the civil rights? I mean, it's
what about the civil rights?
Well, we have 20 million blacks on this continent.
Right.
It was necessary to extend rights to them that perhaps for the first 199 years were denied them in this free America.
I guess that they've had a pretty tough break, but not quite as bad as you and your do-gooder friends would have them believe. They live as well here as they live in any other country over that 199 years. True, I think they do have a right to more rights, but it isn't a thing where the rest of the country should feel terribly guilty about anything because they have had a better life here and their fathers and mothers than they would have had any place else. And I want to see them have everything. I want... I don't squawk and cry baby and say, geez, I had to go without meals when I was 16 and 17 years old. It's a terrible thing. I don't think that you should look back and whine and bellyache or try to hold somebody else guilty for everything.
John Wayne, and notice what he said there. General Kelly said we should put women on a pedestal. And they said, oh, that's a horrible crime. No. Put women down. Again, we should put everybody on a pedestal. Humanity, we should respect ourselves. But that's not what they want. They want to break us up, and they're doing it. They are slime. They are scum. They want to psychically rape everyone.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information.